let's start again. Taisus Vidulim Lachladuya Mayachayev. So we saw yesterday. Rashi learns the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked, "What's the case? If we put it, if it was Lachladuya area A, so then the Gemara says you're only allowed to do it." So Rashi says right away he's a Gazan. LMI, the guy was taking it into place which Lachladuya allowed to do it. We put the area C. We can't spit it out. So the Gemara says, "Then am I chayev? Am I chayev?" So the only verse is Moshe Ladur El Deyat Chak. But we're right now situated in the second step of the Gemara, not area A, not area B, but area C. So Rashi learns, "What's am I chayev? Am I chayev misa? Chiyum Amani has chayev mishum nena." But why is it chayev misa? We're looking for a case where this Gemara Dirabnei. So the Gemara's question is, I understand in this case, there's a chayev nene, there's a chayev mama that's happening in b'shas. But again, we're looking for a case where there's no premature chayev mama, there's a chayev mama that happens b'shas achila, and that's nifta with Gemara Dirabnei. So the Gemara wanted to say, it's talking about whether I was talking about in the base of Leah, into area C, it's any yochel adure. Well, there are no premature chayev mama. He wasn't a masik before, he wasn't a gazan before. When is it chayev? When is nene? And at that point, it should be Kimmel Rabbanai. But the Gemara is, Amai Chayev. So Rashi learns from me, Amai Chayev Misa. Why does he have a Chayev Misa? He's an Onus, right? He's an Onus. Fact Tosfos, who says the case is that the guy forced it down his throat by Onus? Maybe the guy shoved it down his throat by Rotson. And it was posh to Tosfos that if a guy forced it down his throat by Rotson, then he's Chayev Misa. He doesn't have a chiyuv mazik because he didn't do a ma'isa mazik. He didn't do a ma'isa gzela, but a chiyuv moment. But a chiyuv misa vada he has. So the Taisa Rosh, I mentioned yesterday, the Taisa Rosh adds shekeinene. He has hanor from this achilo. He has hanor from the achilo. Achilo doesn't have to be active, and achilo could be passive. He has hanor from the achilo. It was posher to Taisa. So that's enough of an achilo to be chayev. That's enough of an achilo to be chayev misa. So. Who told Tosfos that it's talking about where it was binds? That's Tosfos Hasaga. Who told Rashi about it? Or who told the Gemara? That's Tosfos Hasaga and Rashi. And therefore Tosfos learns a different shot in the Gemara, which we'll come to in a minute. What about Rashi? What can we say in defense of Rashi? So I say yes, we can maybe have machshavas that maybe Rashi holds, that even if it was Barotzon, he's still not Chayav Misa because he's totally passive. But then, if you look at Rashi, you see Rashi is a beferish that the reason why that Amai Chayev because it was bainus. So if we could look at fancy lomdas, Rashi is beferish. Tosfos Havon and Rashi says beferish and Rashi. Tosfos read Rashi correctly. The reason why, according to Rashi, when the Gemara says Amai Chayev, it means Amai Chayev because it was bainus. So Tosfos has a solid point. Who says that it was bainus? Like, where did the Gemara get that hanocha that it's talking about bainus? So Tosfos themselves later on answer. Shame the Ritzva in defense of Rashi that it was poshut to the Gemara that it's talking about Ba'inus, because if it would be Barotzen, then he would be a Ganav from the very beginning. Because the minute the Teichev put it into his mouth, even though the Teichev is still pushing it down his throat, all the way down to area C, but nonetheless, if the Teichev put it into his mouth, so it had to pass through area A. And as long as it passed through area A, Barotzen, so he becomes a Ganav midin Yad. So therefore, it's pasha to the Gemara. If we're going to assume that he was taichiv with Barotzen, we're never going to have a teretz. Then the Gemara about the zar shachal truma is for sure going to make no sense. We're never going to have a solution because it has to, wherever it's going to be, area B, area C, wherever it is, it has to start. It has to pass through area A, and if it's Barotzen, he's immediately a ganav. So I'll quote that the Gemara knew for sure. If there's going to be a solution, it's going to have to envision the case where it was blinds. So therefore, that's why the Gemara assumes that it was blinds. Because Barotzen for sure is a dead end. That's how the Ritzva defends Rashi. So why did Tosfos not like that teretz? Sounds very good. That sounds like a very good teretz. It's not a good teretz. So what? But Tosfos, the Ritzva answers that for Rashi. But what about Tosfos themselves? The Ri doesn't like the teretz. Why not? The Ritzva is right. So what did we say yesterday? What? With the Meiri. Apparently Tosfos holds like the Yesh Gorsim that Yad over here is not enough. You need Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Ma'aseh. So therefore, if the guy is pushing it through area A, even if it's Barotzen, that's not called a Ma'aseh, that's not called Neva. Because even though there is a Kinyan Yad, but it's not Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Ma'aseh. Here you go.
Maybe considerations of the Islam must be reasons why we disagree. That's why I'm doing my own explaining the culture.
You mean because it's like a get beyond and shikha beyond? Yeah, we'll come to that. Emes, that's a shver tosis because it's a gemara mufreshes that don't see it. Gemara mufreshes daf ches that even if it's yochel and atki etzlo, you claim it. Even if the noisin is yochel and atki etzlo, the makabel is still claim it. But you are right. The ritzvah tosis has a pupil around the ritzvah. Why? You're right. Maybe there's another reason why maybe the ri was not nikra in this. Could be, but in a chan, yeah.
Rashi had like the ritzvah, and why did Rashi say when the Gemara says the Bible of Adure, "Shelo ha'jemai shazat yom maziklo"? Rashi should have said you're koron b'tin gesim. I should have said you're a gazlan.
No, because the emes is Rashi holds that the whole case is bonus.
So you still can't be koron if you close your mouth. The onus was only the person putting it into your mouth, and the ritzvah holds when you close your mouth.
Oh yeah, when he.
That's the.
At the when he boile l'adure. Why didn't Rashi say Mishum that it's kind that it's Haskazim?
When he closes up, because then that's the Rashi.
Yeah, that's anyway Shem Rashi. That's anyway a problem with Rashi. Even without this. We anyway have that problem. Rashi himself later on says that Yitaka Gazim, you Gazim.
Unless Rashi doesn't hold that, unless Rashi holds that swallowing could be an act of Seva, but just closing your mouth isn't an act of Seva.
Yeah, but he's still, it's not just closing his mouth, it's.
But here Rashi just says you close your mouth when you don't spit it back out. There, later Rashi's talking about when you swallow it.
How could it be that not spitting it out is an act of nezek, but swallowing it's an act of nevah? Should be the case.
And
then, what about the swallowing from area? The swallowing it out of area B or area A? When it's in area A, the Gemara says, "So go leibayleiladur." So, when are you a mazik? We say when you close your mouth. You're not a mazik when you close your mouth either, because you can still spit it out. You're a mazik when it passes out of area A. Down into the places from where it's going to be irrecoverable. So at that point, you have to be gazim too. But I don't know where Mabichai. That anyway, we have that problem in Rashi. That Rashi says that he's a mazik. Why didn't he say that he's a gazim? Later on, Rashi himself says that he's a gazim. Yeah, any of that. That's anyway, we have them. But this is the nakuda that I wanted to get now. I think I said this at the end of the year yesterday. Is that the pshutoi? It says here that the machlekes, the meiri, and the machlekes Rashi in place over here. Parallels the machlokes between the Meiri and the Yesh Gorsim and the Meiri. If you have a yad, in order to be a gazan, is it enough that it's in his yad, or do you have to also have mashat in the keres mitoch ma'aser? Rashi holds, at least the way the Ritzvah explains Rashi, the mere fact that it's in his mouth, as long as it's brotza, obviously not ba'inus, but as long as it's brotza, the mere fact that it's in his mouth makes him into a gazan. And Tosha says it's not true. The mere fact that it's in his mouth does not make him into a ganav. You have to have lasa, you have to swallow, but just being in his mouth does not make him into a ganav. And if a Rashi holds the case, the Gemara can't be talking Barodzim, because if it was Barodzim, on the way through Eriyeh, he would have become a ganav. And Tosha holds it's not true. The case could be Barodzim. Nonetheless, as he goes through Eriyeh, he's not a ganav, because the other fellow was pushing it, so it's not machshavta in the keres mitoch ma'aser. The Ri and Rashi were arguing about the same achleks that we had in the Meiri and in the Yesh Gorsim.
What's the difference?
What?
Why is there a difference if you tell somebody to put it in your mouth than if you put it in your mouth yourself?
So that's the Meiri. Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Meiser. In the Meiser, in the Gzeil itself, it has to be Nikeres.
Your Shliya.
Tell him to put it in his mouth. But that's enough to be all Nikeres Mitoch Meiser. That's the word of Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Meiser. Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Meiser is that the seed in the Meiser Gzeil itself. Anyway, Mecha takes that's the case. He told him. Maybe, I don't know, maybe if he told him it's different. The normal case of the Ratzon is that he lets him do it. So that's not Machshavta in the Keres Mitoch Ma'aser. So I wanted to add one nakuda there, and I want to go further in Tosis. That I want to suggest that maybe this Machlekes Rashi in Tosis is L'shitosom in by Chotzer. So the Gemara says in Bo Metzia that Ein Li Elo. There's a thing you can become a ganav al-yidei king in a chotzer. Zot Rashi, what's the case? A deer walked into his chotzer, and all before him. Tosis in Bava Kama Samach Hei says a little bit differently that it was a kishu b'makom. Give it. So, but Hatzada Shovah Shebehem, that he's not does not become a ganav just by the fact that the deer walked into his chotzer and he's happy about it. That does not make him into a ganav. He has to either, according to Rashi, has to be all the fun of, according to Tais has to be a kishiv amako, says the choice, what's the pshat? You see both from Rashi and from Tosfos that even though kinyan chotzer can make you into a ganav, you can become a ganav with kinyan chotzer, but you have to have a maisig nevel. And kinyan chotzer without any participation on the part of the ganav is not a maisig nevel, you can't become a ganav. So what exactly is the participation of the ganav? So Rashi says, no, the fun of, but he says, kishiv amako. Ad kan the choice. No matter that's true. But nonetheless, you see Rashi and Tosfos, they gave different cases. Rashi says that it was Noah Bafonov. And Tosfos says it was Akisha B'Makam. So is that a machlekes? Or is this two different examples? You know, the Rashi chose the example of Noah Bafonov. He could have said Akisha B'Makam. Tosfos Akisha B'Makam. He could have said Noah Bafonov. So I want to say, when we learned about Metzia, I had to rise to this in Davches. But I wanted to say at the time that there's a machlekes here. Because both Rashi and Tosfos agree that the mere fact of the tzvi walking to the chutzah cannot create, does not make you into a ganav. You need more than that. But nonetheless, there's a difference between what the more than that is according to Rashi and what the more than that is according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, you need to have that the kinyan itself should involve a maisa on the part of the ganav. So therefore, Rashi, therefore the case that Rashi gives is null b'funuf. Because hikisha b'makel, that Rashi holds hikisha b'makel, that doesn't satisfy the problem. The problem is that the kinyan itself has to be al yidei a maisa of the ganav. So chotzer, kinyan chotzer, ordinarily speaking, does not involve any action on the part of the ganav. So that's not a kinyan can be chayv yung neighbor. You need a kinyan that involves a maisa. So how could a kinyan chotzer involve a maisa? It says Rashi, Noel Bafonov. Noel Bafonov is a mylan kinyan chotzer because he makes the chotzer into a chotzer mishtameres. Because the halach is that by oimid b'tzad chatzera you don't need a chotzer mishtameres. If you're not oimid b'tzad chatzera, then they have, you need a chotzer mishtameres. So here he happens to be oimid b'tzad chatzera. You don't need Noel Bafonov in Hilchas Kinyonim. But when he's Noel Bafonov, it certainly is a mylan kinyan chotzer. It becomes a chotzer mishtameres. So it becomes a more intense kinyan chotzer. Now it becomes a chotzer that doesn't need him to be oimid b'tzad sedeim. So Rashi's example of Noel Bafonov is an example of, and that's the virtue of Rashi's example, it's a maisa, but it's not stam a maisa, that has nothing to do with the kinyan. It's a maisa that's in the kinyan itself. The kinyan chotzer becomes a kinyan al yedei maisa because he was Noel Bafonov. And I want to suggest that according to Rashi, that's what you need. You need to have a kinyan al yedei maisa. So a kisha b'makel, that's not a kinyan al yedei maisa. The kinyan is a kinyan chotzer, that's totally passive. The kisha, you gave the sheep a kick, that's nothing to do with the kinyan. That won't satisfy. According to Rashi, that's not what you need. In order to be chayav mishmeiva, you have to have a kinyan al yedei maisa. And that's the deficit in mir chotzer without that. The deficit in just having kinyan chotzer without noah b'fanav is that it's a kinyan that does not involve any maisa on the part of the ganav. Mashen kin Tosfos, who says hikisha b'makel, apparently Tosfos holds that the chisorin in kinyan chotzer alone is not that it's not a kinyan al yedei maisa. Tosfos holds you don't need a kinyan al yedei maisa. You can have a kinyan that's totally passive. So why do you have to have a kishav b'makel? Because you need to have, what does kishav b'makel give me? It's not most of anything in the kinyan. The kinyan is the same kinyan chotzer with a kishav b'makel and not a kishav b'makel. The kishav b'makel is not even part of the maisig nevel. I mean, there's no way to say that a kishav b'makel, even though Soitz has such a terminology, the kishav b'makel is not the maisig nevel itself, because the kishav b'makel happens before he even walks into his chotzer. It wasn't even kainu yet. He becomes a ganav when it walks into his chotzer. So what exactly is the kishav b'makel maisig over here? What is the kishav b'makel given? The ma'isig neiv is the kinyan shabai. The kinyan happens afterwards when it walks into his chotzer. So what is the kishav b'makel ma'isiv? So the lashon of the tzitzis thinks they need a ma'isig neiv and equates it to Rashi. But I would suggest. Well, what would you suggest? What is the kishav b'makel? What is the kishav b'makel given? What?
He's doing something. He's doing a pull out to the actual.
Yeah, but that pool is not a Maisa Gneva at all. Gneva has to be a Kenyan. It's a Maisa Maisa. It's not a Maisa Maisa. What, he gave it a patch? Yeah, well.
It's a Gilly Das, isn't it?
It's Machshavti Mikeres Mitech Maisa. I think we could borrow a patron and Iri. That's Mamish what it is. It's Machshavti Mikeres Mitech Maisa. In other words, if it just walks into the Chutzer alone, so that's the Kenyan. I don't need more than. The Kenyan is a perfectly fine Kenyan. But it's not a Kenyan that's Machshavti Mikeres Mitech Maisa. I need to see mitoich ma'isov the machsheves agneva. So that Akisha B'makal gives me. If he drove it into the chutzner, so now it's machshavta nikaris mitoich ma'isov like leisa. It's exactly the same as leisa. What does leisa give me? Leisa is not ma'isov anything in the kinyan yad. In the Meiri, came in the last Kanya. What is Le'isa? Le'isa is not a Tosefus in the Kinyan. The Kinyan Yad is that it's in his mouth. The Le'isa is not anything additional in terms of the Kinyan Yad. What is it? It's Mashaf and Karis Mitech Ma'isa. I think Le'isa is the exact analog of Ikisha B'Matam. That's the case. So now Nechsiana. They're talking about Rashi and Tosefus' Kinyan Chotzer. In the Agamah, we're talking about Kinyan Yad. So what's the story about Kinyan Yad? I think it's chaluk. If you hold like Rashi that the reason why you need bunol b'fonom is because the kinyan gneiv has to be a kinyan shal yidei ma'isa. So does yad need anything more? Somebody put the thing into my yad, into my mouth, and that's not b'oinus. It's berotzi. It's not mashafti mikaris, of course, but it's sitting in my mouth. Berotzi. According to Rashi, that the reason why you need Noah B'fonov is because you need that the kinyan should be al yedei my ma'isa. Is that satisfied over here? I think it is. Because yad is my ma'isa by definition. When the kinyan is through chotzer, so I'm not the chotzer is not my ma'isa. It's being in the chotzer is not my ma'isa. Where's my ma'isa? I need the kinyan should involve my ma'isa. But being in my mouth, that's a ma'isa. It's a passive ma'isa. It's not a ma'isa in the sense that, you know, it's not machshavta nikaris. We don't know if you were, but it's certainly my I am physically involved in the kinyan. As much as the thing is sitting in my hand, and that's the kinyan.
A person could be asleep with his mouth open and have someone stick.
That's also yidei ma'isa. According to Rashi, maybe I'll the other way, it'll be more clear. If you all like Tosfos, that the kinyan chotzer is a perfectly good kinyan for kinyanic neighbor, but you need machshavta nikaris. You need a gilui das. So if you need a gili das, so that's true across the board. So by yad, you also need a gili das. So the fact that somebody put it in my mouth and nobody, where's the gili das? You know, nobody can see if I want it, I don't want it. But it's not palpably apparent that I have any rots over here. It's not machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav. As far as machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav is concerned, there's no difference between chotzer and yad. Because machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav is an extraneous requirement. The kinyan itself was fine, even by chotzer the kinyan was fine. But this is an additional requirement that has to, on top of that, be machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav. So if you need machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav by chotzer, you need machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav by yad, and you don't have it unless he chews on it, unless he does something. But he's just sitting there. So that's not machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav. So I think that's why Tosfos l'shitosom. Tosfos holds you need a kishav b'makil. You need a machshava nikaris mitoch ma'isav. So therefore, Tosfos holds the fact that he's sitting in his pair, but it's not machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav. It's garnished. It's nothing. Masha'ekin, according to Rashi, the problem was never that you need machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav. If the problem was machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav, a kishav b'makil would have been enough. Rashi holds that's not the problem. Rashi doesn't have a notion of machshavta nikaris mitoch ma'isav. Rashi holds the problem is that kinyan chotzer are not physically involved. And aganev has to be physically involved in the kinyan. Because gneva has to be, you have to be goinev. You can't be goinev. You have to be goinev. So even the chotzer is technically a kinyan. Chotzer is technically a kinyan, but it doesn't involve, but I'm not doing anything. I'm doing anything has a different sense. Not doing anything is I have to be megala to other people that my rotzen. No, because technically, my gneva requires a physical gneva on the part of the ganav. You have to be there. You have to do it. So in my chotzer, I didn't do anything. But if it's in my yad, the gneva is in the yad of the ganav, so he's doing something. He's holding it. Holding is also doing something. It's not a doing that's nikeres. You don't see his rotzen. It's not, since I was sitting there holding it, so it's not nikeres mitoich ma'isav. There is a ma'isav. See, even the language. It's not machshavta nikeres mitoich ma'isav. The ma'isav doesn't show the machshava, because I'm just standing there, or holding, sitting there with my mouth open. So it's not machshavta nikeres mitoich ma'isav, but it is a ma'isav. Holding something in your yad is a ma'isav. So therefore, according to Rashi, that's all you need. You need a ma'isav. A ma'isav it is. Yad is a ma'isav. So I think it stems very well with Shitosim. According to Rashi, you only need to have no b'fonov. The pshat in that is because you have to have a physical involvement in the kinyan. So Rashi also asked by chotzer, by yad, you're automatically physically involved in the kinyan as much as is possible. You're making the kinyan with your own yad. So about it, you're a ganav. As long as it's barosin, you're a ganav. Nobody knows if it's not in keres that it's barosin. Rashi doesn't have that requirement at all. So therefore, Rashi the Shitosi holds like the, as the Ritzvah explains in Rashi, as the Meiri holds himself, that you don't need any machshav in the keres mitoch ma'is. You don't need anything if it's in his yad. As long as it's not on, she's claiming this yad. Rashi toisle shitosim. Holds you need a kishu b'makil. That means toisle holds you need machshav in the keres mitoch ma'isuf. So just sitting in your mouth, it's not machshav in the keres. There is a ma'isuf, but it's not machshav in the keres mitoch ma'isuf. Different toisle holds you talking not kind of unless you realize it. And if a toisle says the gemara could be talking barotzen, but until you realize it, or until you swallow it, it's not machshav in the keres mitoch ma'isuf.
I have two questions. One, when you know the Dallas, aren't you also Megali and Das?
Yeah, but according to Rashi, that's not the point. Tosis would agree to Rashi to know the fun is good enough. But I don't think Tosis Rashi would agree to Tosis that Akisha B'Makel is good enough. Tosis is a Ravusa.
So
that's good for the Pshat. The fact that Tosis is Akisha B'Makel and not know the fun of is not because Tosis holds know the fun is not enough. It's because Tosis holds you don't have to come out to know the fun of. You don't need know the fun of. Hey, Akisha B'Makel is also enough of a Gili Das. What?
Then it's a tnai in the shmira.
Which ones?
In
the
Firash, where he says you have to close the door.
It's a tnai, well, no, but the only chot semesh temeris when you're aiming with tzatzadeir. So the reason why you know b'fano is not because it's not a chot semesh temeris. You're aiming with tzatzadeir. You don't need to. Technically, if it will be a regular master mekko chomemker, you don't need to be know b'fano. By regular kinyan chotzer, if I'm selling you something and I put in your chotzer and you're aiming with tzatzadeir, you don't have to be know b'fano. It's only by neighbor you have to know b'fano. You have to say, kasha, why? The answer is because Rashi holds that Gneva, by definition, requires not just that a kinyan is happening for me, but I have to actually be physically involved. To be a ganav, you have to be physically involved in the kinyan. The ganav has to, with his actions, make the kinyan. Otherwise, you're not a ganav. So Rashi says for that, you know the fun of. When you know the fun of, you're physically involved in the kinyan chutz. But not because you need some kind of gili das. For gili das, it could be kishu b'makel. I think the whole point of Rashi is that you need davka no b'fonim, not a kishu b'makel. Gili das could be many ways. Anyway, I think this is true anyway. Balabatish. When Tosha says a kishu b'makel, that's a revusa. You don't have to be no b'fonim. It's enough a kishu b'makel. Tosha is a bigger chiddush than Rashi. It's that the requirement of you is satisfied by a kishu b'makel, because a kishu b'makel really has nothing to do with the kinyan. But Rashi is at pains to give an example where you did something that's moisif in the kinyan. Because Rashi holds that the chisoin here is in the kinyan itself, that to be a ganav al yidei a kinyan, you have to do the kinyan physically. So for that, you need no b'fonov. And Tosos, no, that's not the issue. You don't have to do the kinyan physically, but you have to have a machshavta in the keres mitoch ma'isuf. You need a gili das. For that, it's enough for kishu b'makel. So maybe that's something when we translated that into yad, so according to Rashi, you did the kinyan physically. According to Tosus, yes, but it's not machshavta in the keres mitoch ma'isuf.
And doing the kinyan physically, you're swallowing?
No, holding it, just being in your yad.
But how is that parallel to the other case? Because in the other case, you actually did something physically according to your own volition. Here, it's an automatic response.
It doesn't have to. But the point is, according to Rashi, the whole chisorin by chotzer does not exist by yad. The reason why you need no b'fano by chotzer is because you're not physically involved. So that's why you have to have no b'fano. By the case of Chotzer, Rashi is a Chumr and Tosh is a Kulu. But in the case of Yad, it's the other way around. Because they're satisfying different problems. Rashi is satisfying the problem, you have to do the kinyan physically. That's no b'fonov. By Yad, you don't have that problem. Tosh says that's not the problem in the first place. The problem is that you have to have machshavta nikeres. For that, you have a kishu b'makel. That's a problem by Yad as well. So you have to have lasa. Okay.
Two things. First, the Rizva says, "Kishatayche v'lo nirtzoyne miyad kishenaisim b'pi v'lo ahadra." No, it's enough to put in your mouth. Why does Rizva say you have to put in your mouth and also not spit it back up? And second, Rashi at the beginning of the sugya says, "Shatayche v'lo chaveru v'lo agba v'lo kanya." But if this is true, then even at the beginning of the sugya,
no, but Rashi's talking bainus. That's not true. Rashi's talking bainus. So when it's ba'inus, so you didn't do anything.
But then even when you don't spit it back up, when having the gemara, you should be kone.
Why? It was ba'inus. The whole thing's ba'inus.
So at least according to the Ritzva, who says beratzon, you have to close your mouth. It's not enough to just.
Oh, it doesn't have to close your mouth.
It has to not spit it back up.
That's not the same as closing your mouth.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Loya Hadra is a little bit strange. It could be that even according to Rashi, as the Ritva explains him, you have to hold it in your mouth longer than would have been the case with the other, just from the other fellow's action. Because even in King Yad, if the other fellow put it in his mouth, let's say the most for me it would be the following case. What if it's Birosin, and the fellow puts it in his mouth, at the same the fellow lets go, he spits it out. Would that be kinyan or not? So chayr, the way I'm saying it should be kinyan, because at the end of the day it was beratzen, and it was in his mouth, so it was a physical participation of the kinyan. So that's it. You're right. The hadgash and the ritzvah is lo yahadra. So it could be that there, even according to the ritzvah, you still need that he held it in his mouth for a second, because that otherwise he's not even doing kinyan. Kinyan is that you're holding it in your hand. If the fellow puts it in his mouth, and the second the fellow lets go, out he pops it, so then it's not even cool that he held it in his mouth. So you know, the fellow let go, and he waited for a second before he spit it out. So that's cool that he held it in his mouth. But the fee toises, that's still not enough, because it's not machshavtin the keres mitech meisim. This is not machshavtin the keres mitech meisim. You have to do a meisim kinyan. You are doing a meisim kinyan, but the Tvos is saying the meisim kinyan is in the lo yahadra, the second of holding it, without spinning it out. But if you don't even have that, then maybe that's not even a Maisa Kinyan. Because yes, I agree that he should put it in, but Lamaisa, he put it in and I spit it out, so I didn't do holding it in my hand. Maybe, if we want to highlight this Lashon of Lo Yahadra.
Even at the beginning of Rashi and the Sugya, so okay, it was only onus up to the point that he put it into his mouth. But once you keep it on your tongue for however long, you should be kone it. And Rashi wouldn't be able to say that once it reaches into your tummy, you should be chayv mehana, because it's at some point between the maisa onus, which is just putting in your mouth, and when you swallow it, there must have been some type of kinyan.
That's the most kashi, but I'll do it. That's mamish the most kashi, but I'll do it. And I want to go further in Tosfos. Let's go on. V'nir li the hokit pirusha. So the maisa the reason is chayil kanarashi. And he says, "Amai chayiv doesn't mean amai chayiv misa. Misa could be chayiv because he's talking berotzen. So what's the most kasha amai chayiv?" So Tosfos says that he relearns that it means amai chayiv mamon. But the Gemara's kasha is when the toichet put into area C. So why there is a chayiv misa because it was berotzen? But why is there a chayiv nene? There should be no chayiv nene. And we need a case where there's a chayiv misa with a chayiv nene in order to have kimlei. Otherwise, we don't have kimlei rabbinic. So he relearns amai chayiv mamon. Why is there even a chayiv nene? Why not? He's not a gazan over here because that was done by the toichev. The nidchav is not doing a ma'isik zelo. Elamai wanted mechayev on the hano b'soich meyov. The hano siloi mechayev. He's on the hano. You're not chayev. Why? Because afal gab dam binon gazel v'nes yashua b'ailam b'lacha b'acholoi rotsim yizeh goyve rotsim yizeh goyve. So over here, the chayra. Why can't you be chayev for the hano? The Teuchiv did the whole Gzela, that's true. You didn't do the Gzela, the Teuchiv did the Gzela. But just because the Teuchiv did the Gzela does not preclude your having a Chiv Tashlumin afterwards. So therefore, Teuchiv is asking a Kasha himself. What's the Gemara's... No, wait, it's strange. Teuchiv hasn't even finished the thought. But it's like preempting. You know, yes, it's true. Normally speaking, the fact that the Teuchiv is a Gazlin does not preclude a subsequent Chiv on the part of the person who's Ba'acharav. You could have one person is a gazlan, Reuben is a gazlan, and Shimon is ba'achrov, and Shimon could also have a chiyuv. And how could they both be chayiv? Rotsim is a goyve. Rotsim is a goyve. Can't believe it 200%, but they could both have an independent chiyuv, and then it'll be up to the nigzal to determine from whom he wants to go after. So the chayiv here as well. What's the problem? Rotsim is a goyve. Rotsim is a goyve. The fellow who pushed it in, it's Rotsim is a goyve. He did the whole gzela. But on the other hand, the other fellow did the nene. So go after him. So why is the no? So what's the Gemara's point? So he explains that Haynu Dafka Lefisha Adover HaGozel Yeshnei Ba'olam B'Shoshezeh Sheini Gozlan. That's true only over there in Baba Kama where the Gzela is Be'en. So when it's Ba'achev HaCholoi, he's breaking a Gzela or he's eating up a Gzela that exists, and therefore he has a Chiv. Aval Hocha, But in the case over here, if Teuchet put in Ariasi, then by the time the Nene comes on the scene, it's already Ovid Ben Olam, because from Ariasi there's no recovery. And therefore, Eloi Alasheni Klum. So what's Taisa say? Saying in a case, the Gemara's kasha is Amai Chayev, that when the Teuche pushes it all the way down to his Mokum to Yochel Hadurei, there you see, at that point it's Ovid Min HaOlam. Once it's Ovid Min HaOlam, there can't any longer be a Chayev Nenah. In contradistinction to, Taisa says, the case in the Bava Kama, where, yeah, there you have also Barachar V'Acholo Yischayev, but there it's different because there the thing is Yeshne Ba'olam. But here it's Eina Ba'olam. So Eina Ba'olam, you can't be Chayav. So what's the Svar over here? So I was thinking a few possibilities. One possibility, I had maybe four possibilities, but they're not all equally viable. One possibility is that Tosis means that it's Ovid Mimenu Mikolon. Like you have the Gemara in Elam Metzias, Pashot Fanar. Normally speaking, if you lose something, it's still yours. As long as it's Miyayish, it's still yours. But if it's Ovid Mimenu Mikolon, it was washed away by a flood, and now it's lost beyond reasonable hope for recovery, so it doesn't matter whether you're Miyayish or not, that's even Ovid Mimenu Mikolon. It becomes Hefka. So maybe Tosis means Alderech Zeh. That it's often menu mikolovim. Now, when it's down into Area C, by the time I come on the scene, it's already in Area C. In Area C, it's gone, beyond hope of any recovery. So it's often menu mikolovim. Maybe that's what it means. Often menu. It's often menu mikolovim. So mele it's hefker. Well, if it's hefker, then there's no chiyuv nenah. That's one clear possibility, possible pshat.
But that's
yeah.
There is a. I mean that din is said by mitzia. Maybe you could yesh makom to say that by gneiv it's different because the guy that it was stolen from. Meaning, because you took it from him. It's not like he just.
No, the Torah took it from not the nitzchak. The Lashon Tosis, I think, is not so gishmak, according to this guy. The Svarad, but the Lashon, two things. First of all, the Lashon of Ein Leil Hasheni Klum, like it's what they say. So Ein Leil Hasheni Klum is mashma, not that it's Hefka. They should say that it's Hefka. Ein Leil Hasheni Klum is mashma, they're saying he has no tefiyah on the Sheni, because he couldn't get it back anyway. That's not the same svar. Right? The mashmos and Tosis is saying the sheni. What tefiyah do you have on the sheni? What tefiyah's moment do you have on the sheni? So elo olav klum. You have no tefiyah on it. Tosis is stronger than that. It's hefker. Also, a little bit bothering me. Tosis is at pains to distinguish this case from the case in Bava Kama. Goslin is yasha abaylim ubachar acholoid and the sheni is chayev. There it's different. Because there it's Yeshne Ba'olam, here it's Eina Ba'olam. I'm not sure exactly how this is an argument or not, but if Tosis' point is that it's Hefker, because it's Ovid Min HaOlam, it's Ovid Min HaKalolam, so the Gemara Bava Kama is like altogether not relevant. Like what did Tosis even wrote the Gemara Bava Kama? If Tosis would have started off by saying that if it's an area C, the Sivir HaDorah of Tosis is strange. He asked the Kashif of Bava Kama before he ever said the word. But imagine the Tosis would have arranged it the other way around. He would have said the word first and then asked for a comment. Which, Lachorah, in effect, is what he's doing. Like, imagine the Tosis would have said, here it's different because it's Ovid Mimenu, and Emil, it's Ovid Mimenu. It says in Baba Kama, it runs to me, it's Egoiva. There it's different because there it's Eino Ovid Mimenu. Now, if the Chatchila, what Tosis' word was, that when it reaches here, you see it becomes Ovid Mimenu, we call it, and therefore it's Hefker. So the Kashi Baba Kama doesn't even have a scholar's door. What do you want from Baba Kama? Over there is not Ovid Mimenu Mikol Adam. Gzeilus is not Ovid Mimenu Mikol Adam. That's Aleph base. So Somebody stole something from me about it, doesn't become hefker. Like, what does he want in the first place? Like, why is he mentioning the Marbel Kama? The Marbel Kama is like altogether not relevant to what Tosus wants to say. Now, I'm not sure if this is totally a compelling argument against this shot, because the Maaseh Tosus doesn't bring the Gemara Baba Kama until he finishes saying what he wants to say. So, like, maybe this is, you know, maybe by the time he finishes the thought, the Gemara Baba Kama then now recedes into irrelevance. But then, why did he bring it up in the first place? It's Maaseh Tosus that there's something here that he's dealing with, that needs to be distinguished from the Gemara Baba Kama. That's really much Maaseh Tosus. That the word that he's saying needs to be distinguished from. At first glance, it's like the Gemara Baba Kama, but no, there's a distinction. There it's Yeshne Ba'olam, and therefore it's Yeshle Alasheni Klum. And here it's Eine Ba'olam, so it's Eine Alasheni Klum. If the whole word of Tosus said, and there you see it's Avud Menem Mikolodom, it's Avud Menem Mikolodom, and that's it, finished. It's totally irrelevant to Baba Kama. Just say the word. Don't get sidetracked with Baba Kama. It has nothing to do with the case. Just say the word. There you see it's Avud Menem Mikolodom. It's like Shotfanar. And Tosus over there, Bamitsiv, I didn't know Shotfanar. Tosus doesn't say, you know, there's no Tosus over there. Vim Timer, my Shno, me, Gozel, and Siasha, Bailam, Ubashani, the Acholi, should have brought some Zegol, brought some Zegol. What does one thing have to do with the other? That's not Ovid Menomikolodom. So why is Tosus getting involved here in the Gemara Baba Kama? I think this is also a weakness in this first shot that I'm suggesting in Tosus. So I think that's not the shot. The Tosus does not mean, that Mashma in the Lashon of Tosus. That's not comparing Tosus to Rashi. I didn't look. It's not Mashmah to me in Tosus that he means the word of Ovid Menu Mikolodim. Now, Yesh Lodin Taka, why not? It's a good word. It's a good svar. In Arius, it's Taka Ovid Menu Mikolodim. So why isn't that true? If that's not what Tosus is saying, why didn't he Taka say it? So it's a good svar. When it reaches Arius, the guy was Taka in Arius, now it's Ovid Menu Mikolodim. So a Taka should become Hefka. That's number one, you could sell it to the guy who's eating it. And number two, that's true. And number two, even without that, I'm not so sure that what I said yesterday was right. I don't, but besides that, you could be Tovei the Hanah. That itself makes it not Avudu Menu Mikolodom. Meaning you still have a Tfiyas Mum, you have Mumminus in this Chayetz. Avudu Menu Mikolodom means you have nothing in the Chayetz. It's not here. You have nobody who's going to find it and return it to you. So you have no mumminus in the chayfas. So that's called avudu menu mikolodim. You have no realistic chance of any mumminus out of this chayfas. So you lose your bilus. Over here, even if it's stuck down the guy's throat, where is it going? It's going down his belly. There's a person here who I could be tovei the hanah. That itself makes it. That's not avudu menu mikolodim. So maybe that's why Tosus does not call it. That's not the right shot. It's not avudu menu mikolodim. That's not what Tosus is saying, and it's not true. It's not Avudim Menu Mikolodom. The very fact that he can still be Tavei the Nene makes it not Avudim Menu Mikolodom.
But in terms of answering Rebbe's question on this, how that would be Avudim Mikolodom. So the reason why Tosus thought the Gemara Baba Kama was relevant is right. Because of exactly this. You could have thought that this isn't called Avudim Mikolodom because you could be Tavei and not this guy.
But in the Gemara Baba Kama, is there any stuff that's Avudim Menu Mikolodom?
No.
So then it's nothing to do with the Gemara Baba Kama. It could be Standout. Why isn't it?
You wouldn't have thought this case is Avudim Mikolodom.
Yeah, but that has still nothing to do with Baba Kama. Baba Kama doesn't present any problems over here. Yesh lodim b'fnei atzma. Is this called Avudu Menu Mikolodom? But with Baba Kama, nothing to do.
Well, if it's not, then it's really Baba Kama.
If it's not, it's yeah, that's true. If it's not, but we don't need a.
So that's why he's teaching you that it counts.
No, but if it's.
Exactly what Rebbe's saying is the answer. That's why
he's saying it's not Avudu. It is Avudu Menu Mikolodom, but if it wouldn't be Avudu Menu Mikolodom, then you could be Tevei Lehanah, even though the Teichel. But then it's a side point. Like, it's not relevant to what Tosus wants to say. It's not Gemara Stam, is it? It's not relevant. The point that Tosus wants to say is that it is Avudim Menu Mikolodom. If it wouldn't be, then we have to deal with it. But it is. I don't think so. Anyway, and also the Lashon Ein Lashon Ekum, I don't think that's the pshat. Okay, so that's still a possibility. But I don't think that's the right pshat. The second possibility that Tosus means. Is that it has no Shabbos? That once it reaches Area C and it's Avudim Menu and it's Ovud Mimenu, what Tosus calls, not Avudim Menu, we call it, but you can't get it back. So maybe Tosus Poshut means that it loses its Shabbos. Something that you could never get back has no Shabbos. What's it worth to anybody? You can't sell it. It's in Area C. It's so maybe it has no Shabbos. So maybe that's Tosus's book. It's not a Shomer Puto. Now, it's less than that, I should have put it. Is the Mamishna has no Shabbos altogether? And therefore, there's no chiyuv nenet. So that's not. So first of all, I think that's also not mashma melosh in the places, because then again, it has no relevance to the Gemara of Kama. So what does he want from the Gemara of Kama? There it has a Shabbos. What does he want from the Gemara of Kama altogether? Number two, the whole halacha is not so posh. This has to do with something we keep coming back to, and that is nenet chiyuv tashlumim. Something that's taken not a shavu pruta, has no shavis at all. Is there a chiyuv nene? If the bayan owns something that has no shavis at all, and you nene from it, would you have a chiyuv nene? We've been talking about this. You know, Taisus later on, we told the Shem Shayochid Chora not because it's a chiyuv tashlumah. But the Maisa Taisus, the next Taisus, learns that in the Maskanas Gemara by area, we'll come to that Taisus and deal with it when we come to it. But just barely seen it. Taisus learns the Maskanas Gemara, talk about that it was an area B. I do have a day shot in the Gemara that it's worth less than the Shavar Pruta, that it's Nimas, and it becomes worth less than the Shavar Pruta. And nonetheless, when it goes down into his belly, he has a Chiyuv Nenah. So you see in Taisus that the Chiyuv Nenah could be more than the actual value of the Chayitz. So we're going to have, that's very problematic, because so that means Nenah is not a Chiyuv Tashlumin. If Nenah is not a Chiyuv Tashlumin, so every Shemir should have to pay double for the Hezek and for the Hanah. But that's the argument that we keep invoking. That you see that it must be that Nene is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. But I see in the next place, this place tells the Maisa that we can have a Chiyuv Nene that's worth more than the Chayfetz. Yeah, so we're going to have to deal with it later on. How could that be? Well, you know, why is that different than Shem B'Shem Sayochet? But nonetheless, it does say that in Taisus. You could have something that's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, and yet you have a Chiyuv Nene. So you see the Taisus sheet is that Chiyuv Nene is not really Tashlumin of the Shavar, is not Tashlumin for the Chayfetz. So if that's the case, then who cares if it's worth the Shavar Pruta or not? So it's not worth the Shavar Pruta. It's not worth anything. The same way Taisus holds that if it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, you can still have a Chiyuv Nene. So if it's worth nothing, you should also be able to have a Chiyuv Nene. So I think that's a weakness in this second Mahalach in Taisus as well. What could be another Mahalach in Taisus? This, I think, in the Lashon of Taisus is very mishmash. Taisus means the following. Starting with the Gemara of Baba Kama, we'll put that Gemara now front and center. The Gemara says, "Gozel and Esyashu Abayil, Ubaachir Viacholo Yerotzim Yizegayvu Yerotzim Yizegayvu." When he's gayvu from the sheni, is that midin mazik or is that midin gazlik? Poshiv Shad is midin mazik. He's not a gazlik. He didn't steal it. The first guy stole it. The second guy was mazik. He broke it. Breaking is not a gazlik. Ma'aseh Machlekes Ksois and Nesivos. The Ksois holds it's a Chiyuv Mazik, and the Nesivos holds it's a Chiyuv Gzela. That if somebody breaks something after Gzela, it's a Hisof in the Gzela, and it's a Chiyuv Gzela. In Rishonim, there are a lot of mashmos in that it's a Chiyuv Gzela. This Taisus itself, Taisus also calls it. Taisus' lashon is b'sha'ash ezeh sheni gozloi. Taisus doesn't say mazikoi. At Taisus also, the mashmoyis is that the sheni is a gazel. There's rise to this, it belongs more to Meruba. But there's rise from Yishonim that the Nesivus is right. And I will put on Nesivus certainly some holes this one. That the sheni over here is a gazel. Again, why is he a gazel? Because he's Moisef Alexel. The first guy stole it, he was Marchikit from the Baila. The second guy, when he breaks it, is Marchikit from the Baila more. It's a Tesefus in the Baila. Yeah, the same thing by the gazel himself. When a gazel steals something and later on he breaks it. That's the Gemara in Meruba, Tavar Kassio. So he's chayat. If he steals something, it's worth one zuz. And then it went up in value, and you broke it, it was worth four zuz. You have to pay four zuz. That's the Gemara. But why? Is that midin mazik? So also, again, Machalik says from the Sivis. The says midin mazik. And the Sivis says, no, it's a Tesefis and the Gzela, it's a Chiyuv Gzela. There's a lot of, there's rise to the Sivis. Not everything right now, but there's rise to the Sivis. It's a Chiyuv Gzela. In other words, the point here is that the Bailam are Tevei of the Sheni, even though it was already stolen. So, Chara Yesh Mokum Laim, if it was already stolen. So, what do you think today of the Sheni? For the Sheni is not changing it. What would it be if the Sheni stole it, if the Rishon stole it, and the Sheni just stole it from the Rishon? Would the Bailam have a Tevei on the Sheni? I mean, if it's Ben, you can go on the Ben, but it's not Ben. Then it was hit by lightning and it's gone. Could the Bible mend the Sheni? That's a posh. That already could be not. Because the Sheni didn't do anything to the Bible. The Sheni is not a Mazik. He wasn't Mazik. And he's not a Gazlan. Because a Gazlan is somebody who takes it away from the Bible. The Sheni didn't take it away from the Bible. It was already taken away from the Bible. It's only where the Sheni broke it. So the Sheni is Maisif Alarishan, that now the Bialim has a tfi on the Sheni, because the Sheni was marking it from the Bialim more. That was even the feeling of Sivus, that it's Midin Mazik. But it's because Mazik is more than the Gazan did. So there's a tfi on the Sheni. The Rishon only was marking it from the Bialim to a certain degree. The Sheni was Mazik it. That was Mafsid the Bialim more. So the Bialim have a tfi on the Sheni. But if the Sheni wasn't Mazik it, if the Sheni just took it out of the Rishon's Rishos and put it into the Sheni's backyard. And then it was hit by lightning. So the Sheni wasn't Maisif anything. Then the Bialim have no Tefi on the Sheni. There's no Gnev. It's not Begunu Gvesish. So what is the Sheni to the Bialim? What's he to Hekuba? What did he do to him? He wasn't Mafsid him. He didn't do anything to him. He's not a Mazik. Nothing. He was just, it's already outside of the Rishos of Bialim. So this guy just moved it from point A to point B. That doesn't make him to the God. There has to be, in order for the Bialim to mum the Sheni, there has to be a Tefi on the Sheni. So perhaps what Taisho here is saying is, that in the case over here, the Rishon, what the Rishon was taking it up to, all the way down to Area C, was geisel it, and now is marking it so much from the Bialim, the Bialim will never get it back. So now comes along the Sheni and he eats it. So there's no tfi ala Sheni, because the Sheni was not meisif anything ala Rishon. In order for the Bialim to mum the Sheni, mum means to be teveya, in order for the Bialim to mum the Sheni, there has to be a tefillah Hasheni. The Sheni has to have been mafsid the Bialim to some degree, marking it from the Bialim more than it already was. As Taisha, he wasn't. It was as far from the Bialim as it could possibly get, because it was beyond recovery. So since the Rishon already put it beyond any hope of recovery, so now when the Sheni comes and he's mazik it, and he breaks it, and he eats it, you can't be tevea, you can't mun the Sheni, because the Sheni wasn't mosif anything ala Rishon. So eloi ala Sheni klum. There's no tefillah Hasheni. You have no tefias mammon on the Sheni, because the Sheni wasn't meisif anything over and above the hefsid that the Rishon already caused. Says Tosis, he said, that's now I understand exactly why Tosis compares it to the case of Baba Kama, because that's exactly Tosis' point. In Baba Kama it says that if you have a gazlin and somebody comes along and he's mazikit, whether that's within gazlin like the Mesivus, or whether it's within mazik like the Tosis, actually in Yemenu, I don't know if it even matters. But it says in that Gemara Baba Kama that even though the Rishon was close to it, you could still have a tefias mammon on the Sheni. So the Chayr over here as well, even though the Rishon was teich of it, the Rishon was going of it, but you could still have the Chayr a tefias mammon ala Sheni. Says Tosis, no, it's not the same. Over there above a Kama, it's still Yesh Neva Olam. So therefore, the Sheni now, when he's mastered it Mina Olam, was Maisif, a Hefsid to the Bialim, beyond what the Rishon had done. So you have a Tfias Moman Ala Sheni. Masha'enkin, in our case, if the Rishon put it all the way down to Area C, so now it's beyond recovery. So now the Bialim have no Tfias Moman Ala Sheni. If the Bialim have no Tfias Moman, then the Sheni is spot. It's Mamish. That's Lashon. It's Eloi Ala Sheni Klum. That's the Lashon Tosis. In this case, since it's Eina Ba'olam, so it's over the Bialim anyway, Eloi Ala Sheni Klum, exactly. Now I understand beautifully why he brings the Gemara Baba Kama. Because that's the whole point. The whole point over here is that once the Sheni was mafsid him, once the Rishon rather was mafsid the Bialim, the Sheni wasn't Mosif anything. You can't be Tavei the Sheni. I course against the Gemara Baba Kama. In Baba Kama it says that even after Gzela, the Rishon was mafsid the Bialim, you could still be Tavei the Sheni. He says, no, that's because the Rishon was only master of the Bialim to a certain degree. Took it out of his Rishus, but it's Yesh Nevo'ilam. So there the Sheni is Moisif, you could be, so it's Rotsum, say, Goybi, you have a Tfias Mammon on the Sheni. But in our case, the Rishon already put it beyond hope of recovery. So what was the Sheni Moisif? Sheni Lala Sheni Klum, there's no Tfias Mammon on the Sheni. If there's no Tfias Mammon on the Sheni is fine. In Lashon HaTosis, I think this is, it fits very, very, very well. That's the analogy to Baba Kama. That's the Lashon of Eloi Ala Sheni Klum. It sits very well in Lashon of Tosis. But I have one Ha'ara. Melin Baba Kama, we're talking about Chiyuvi Mazik or Chiyuvi Gazlin, whether it's the Tzoyz to whatever, it's Chiyuvi Gazlin / Mazik. So I understand that you need to have a tfias mama, the Sheni has to be mafsid in order for him to be able to be tevea mazik, to be tevea gzela. In Agamor, we're talking nene. Chiyuv Nena. Taisis is Shitas Dach. Taisis Shitas, the next Taisis, is that even something's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, you could be Tevea Hanoah more than a Shavar Pruta. Because that's how Taisis learns the Maskanas of Gemara about Area B, that it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, but you have to pay the Hanoah much more than Shavar Pruta. So according to Taisis, the Tvi of Nene is not because you were master of the Bailam. You were master of the Bailam could be in the Maskanas where it's an area B. How much are you master of the Bailam? Less than a Shavar Pruta. How much is the Tvi of the Hanoah? More than a Shavar Pruta. So you see that the Hefset, the Tvi of Nene, had nothing to do with how much you were master of the Bailam. So why does it matter over here that you're not master of the Bailam at all? The Bailam was already offered Mina Olam. You were in to the Bailam, have no Tvi of Maman al Hasheni. But so what? We're talking about Chiyuv Nene. For Chiyuv Nene, you don't have to be master of the Bailam. Somehow we need to be mechalik here. I don't see my way clear. What's the chiluk? That where the Bailam have a tefias, where you were master of the Bailam less than a Shavar Pruta, who knows, where it was worth something less than a Shavar Pruta, albeit it was less than a Shavar Pruta, area B, it's less than a Shavar Pruta. So there's no chiv hashava, and you're not mechiv to spit it up, that's the whole part of area B. But nonetheless, there is a shavis of less than a Shavar Pruta. Then Taisus holds as a chiv nene. You could be tevei the hanok. But where it was beyond hope of recovery and there's not even a less than a Shavar Pruta to the Bailam don't even have a tefias moment of less than a Shavar Pruta. I don't even know what that means. How can you, there's no tefias moment of less than a Shavar Pruta by definition has no tefias moment. I don't even know what it means. What's the difference between less than a Shavar Pruta and zero? The same way there's no tefias moment on zero, there's no tefias moment on less than a Shavar Pruta. Somehow Taisus holds that where it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, the Bailam still have enough here that they can be tevei hanok. But where it's worth zero, so then Taisus ain le'el hasheni klum, the Bailam can only go to the Rishon, the Bailam can't go to the Sheni. So I don't have what's the difference. What's the difference happening here?
The next verse says that you only chayv to hanah, even though zanan of zelochas zukhater, but still at least being that it is worth something, although less than a shavar pruta, so that's enough to be machayv.
Yeah, but how much are you chayv?
He says, they
how much do you have to
pay? They chayv the call, but
the whole hanah
in the first place, because it's Mevarashav lost anyway, so.
In the maskana, the next place, right now in area C, the next place is area B, the maskana sigamar. But the maskana sigamar, when it's an area B, so Taisus learns the case of area B is that when it went into area B, it was nimas to less than a shavar pruta. If it was worth more than a shavar pruta, you would have chiyuv to be machzirit, and then by not being machzirit, you'd be a gazlan, and if you're a gazlan, you don't pay for the hanok. But since it's worth less than a shavar pruta in area B, Taisus halarichos, it was lechatchila not worth so much more than a shavar pruta. So now it's certainly nimas a little bit. So now it's worth less than a shavar pruta. Bottom line is, in area B, it's worth less than a shavar pruta. You therefore don't have to spit it back out. Because there's no chiyuv hashava on less than a shavar pruta, so you don't become a ganav. So then, when you swallow it, the bayin were nifsed a little bit because less than a shavar pruta is still called a little bit. The bayin had a certain hefset, so it's not called zen enev zelichaser; it's zen enev zechaser. And the bayin now could be tevei the hano, and the hano is worth more than a shavar pruta because you never tevei less than a shavar pruta. Obviously, the hano is worth more than a shavar pruta. So you see in that thesis that you can have a something that's worth less than a shavar pruta. But as long as it's worth something, that's a technicality, because he needs zen and ever zeh chaser. So it has to be worth something, less than shavar pruta, in order to be chaser. But the tefias moment, there's no tefias moment at all. It's worth less than shavar pruta. The Bailam have no tefias moment. And nonetheless, when the fellow is nene, the Bailam could be tevei the hanok. What does it say in Atosis? Atosis is going in area C. But since Reuben was teichel all the way down to area C, so therefore the Sheni is not moisif anything at Al-Rishon, because the Rishon was already put well beyond hope of recovery. So Eile Al Sheni Klum, therefore the Bailam have no tefias moment on the Sheni, and since the Bailam have no tefias moment on the Sheni, so therefore the Bailam have no tefias moment on the Sheni, so therefore the Sheni doesn't have to pay for the Hano. In other words, in the Maskot of the Gemara is area B, so the Nidchav is not Mechuyuf to spit it out. But it is possible to spit it out. It's not beyond hope of recovery. It's possible to spit it out. And it has a certain Shabbos of less than the Shabbat Putta. So therefore, it's not beyond hope of recovery. So the Bialim now could be Tavei the Hano. Kilo, the Bialim has a Tfiyah Olam. Because the thing was not beyond hope of recovery. So therefore, the Bialim have a Yesh Loi Olav. It's not Ein Loi Olav Klum. It's Yesh Loi Olav something. And therefore, he could be Tavei the Hano. But what does he have on him? It's not a Tfiyah Momen. What do the Bialim have on the Sheni? In the case of Eri Bia, it's not a Tfiyah Momen. It's less than a Shabbat Putta. They just have olav that he somehow put it beyond any hope of recovery. Like, so what? What does that affect the Chiyuv Nenef? There's something here that's missing. I feel there's a piece missing over here. And the Pshat in Tosis, sorry, the Lashon in Tosis, the Pshat in here is very compelling. The Tosis, the Vort of Eri C, is not that it's over Minim Kolodom and not that it's Hefker. It doesn't say that in Tosis. What it says in Tosis is that since the Rishon already put it beyond hope of recovery, there's no Tfiyah on the Sheni. Keep calling it Tfiyah Momen, maybe that's the wrong word. But there's no Tfiyah Lasheni, and there's no Tfiyah Lasheni, so that you can't even be Tevei Lehano. Not only can't be Tevei Mazik or Gazlan, you can't even be Tevei Lehano. Lasheken in Area B, it was not beyond recovery. You could recover it on the day of attack. It won't be worth the Shomer Putla. So the Bayan can't be Tevei in it entire. But it was not beyond hope of recovery. You could have spit it out. So therefore, since it was beyond hope of recovery, so now when you swallowed it, so that's already maybe like more like Baba Kama. Now the Bialim have Olav Klum. The Bialim have a certain Tfiyah on you. Not a Tfiyah's moment because it's less than Shabbat Putto. But they have Olav something that they can then demand to Dmei Ahana. See, Kachasim and Asef over here. Something is strange. Okay, we'll stop here, but there's work to do.